Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
What's going on? It's your man Casanova Wins with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, you know what I gotta do. I gotta thank you for showing love to my podcast. I told you I was going to be hitting you off with podcasts now. I told you that's what I'm doing. So, you know, I know you were hitting me up like, yo, you did three, you know, wow, you were shocked. So, yeah, I know. And you like the content as well. So we're going to keep it moving. Now, I know what I used to do, right? I've been doing this podcast for about what? I got over 200 plus episodes. I've been doing this podcast for about, 4 years now, 5 years now. And one of the things you know I never do, I never clout chase. I never jump on a bandwagon with things. I always talk about things a little bit down the road. But I'm going to stop doing that because a lot of times you hit me up and when something happens, you're like, man, Cass, we want you to talk about it. And I always wait down the road because you know how I am, guys. I want to wait until all the facts are in. I don't want to clout chase and I let it ride and then I say my piece because at the end of the day, what I want to make sure that I have all the information. I don't want to clout chase, but a lot of times you're telling me, Cass, we really want you to really chime in on this. We really want you to say something when it's hot. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, guys, I'll wait. But you know what? I'm gonna start doing that because at the end of the day, this is what you're telling me to do. This ain't clout chasing, but obviously, you think what I say, my opinion is relevant. And sometimes, some situations, you have asked me to say something early for advice of how y'all should move on certain things. So I can't sit here and be selfish and say, oh, I'm not going to talk about because I want to couch out what people think about. But if you're asking me, then I'm going to say it, right? So the next podcast I'm going to do, I'm mixing it, of course, with the mental health definitions and stuff like that. But I'm going to talk about what's relevant, what's happening, okay? When it happens. Now, last week, there was this big thing about Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. Now, you know I'm not a fan of hers. Or I did a podcast on her last year calling out the fakeness of her, okay? But I want to talk about what recently happened. Now, she appeared on The Breakfast Club and said a whole bunch of nonsense about her credentials because it's been in the media lately, people would ask her credentials. So she said she was responding back and not quoting her exactly, but in a nutshell, she said that she went to this university online to get her doctor's degree. She started anything that she went online. I don't know. It was confusing, whatever. The school eventually shut down. She was going for a job. She needed her transcript. She went to the place to get a transcript. She found out the school was shut down, which is kind of crazy that you don't know your school is shut down. Because I'm an alumni of a college, University of Albany. Go Great Danes, right? Albany, New York. That Albany University, which is in Georgia, University at Albany, which is in New York, is a SUNY, is a state university. I went there for 4 years and I'm on the email list. They're in my timeline because I went there. I'm a graduate of there. So if they shut down, I would know, right? I would know if they shut down. But she says she didn't know they shut down. And when she went to get a transcript, she couldn't. And then she was shocked that they shut down. Then when she was, I guess, forwarded to the third party that holds records, because you know some universities may shut down, whether it's for money issues, scamming, or whatever, they close down. But usually there's a third party company that holds all of the all your transcripts. So a lot of people go to these things to get their transcripts, right? So she said when she called them to get her transcripts, she said that they already deleted her transcript because they only hold them for 2 years. Now, I have never heard that in my life, that one of these companies, like publishing companies, whatever, publishing house, whatever, or these companies that do it, they only hold it for 2 years and then after they delete it. That makes no sense. Then she said that when she was trying to further find more information out, that she went to financial aid, and financial aid said, now hear this. Financial aid said that she has two choices. I've never knew financial aid to give you two choices, but anyway, either we could refund your money, but that will wipe out your whole doctorate degree, or we could not refund your money and your doctorate degrees are there. But she never answered if she were able to get transcripts or a diploma or something, right? Something, but nothing. And what's so funny to me is I have applied to jobs, right? And I've got hired. I think anybody's got hired. Not that it can happen per the job, don't get me wrong, but really they ask for your transcripts. They ask for the degree, right? So to me, even without the transcripts, you still would have the degree. Am I correct? I mean, let me know if I'm wrong. On my wall right now, I have several degrees from me and my wife. My wife has master's, associates. I have my bachelor's. I have a little MBA thing. You know what I'm saying? So you get at least the diploma, right? The paper. I couldn't even tell you if I couldn't even get my transcripts right now, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I could get them, but I don't have them handy on me. Maybe I have an old copy of them somewhere in my files, somewhere deep in my paperwork, but I don't have my transcripts. But I know I could call my college and get them. My wife can call and get them. You know, if it's closed, there's a way of getting them, right? So she said that. So she told financial aid, forget it. So people were just asking for her credentials. Like people were saying, okay, well, if you're a doctor and you're running around doctor, you need to prove that, right? She says she doesn't have to prove nothing to nobody, that her sessions with Cam Newton and Nick Cannon online for people to see all her degrees and stuff justify her. She won't drop doctor. But the one thing you can't produce is actually the transcripts and the work that you did for the doctrine. There's not one picture online of her graduating with her doctorate degree. There's not one classmate that has come out and said, hey, I was in her class. I was at her graduation with her. Not one. We can't prove it. We can't see it. Now, you're probably saying, Cass, you're gossiping right now. At the end of the day, why, you know, you're just gossiping now. You're getting on a black woman. But let me tell you why this is happening to Dr. Cheyenne Bryant right now. And y'all may think this is crazy, but it's the truth. For a few years, she's been running around. And for a lot of years, a lot of people have been doubting her credentials. Right. And no, and black women defended her because she said all the right things. She was getting on Nick Cannon and Cam Newton and all the black men out there and all that. The black women were eating it up like crazy. But then something has happened recently. Happened to her, happened to that other lady that I forgot her name. She does commentary. She was always talking about black man, anti-black man. Something started to happen to their narrative. They started to actually say what black women were doing wrong. Ms. Bryant was on Tonight Conversation and certain things where she was actually starting to call out black women. She was starting to say things that she sees why black men aren't dating black women. And what she started to check black women in her speeches. Now, all of a sudden, that she has taken this other narrative. Now, it's not a heavy narrative she's taken, but she is not as critical on black men as she used to be. She is talking more about accountability for black women, things like that. But all of a sudden now, there's this big thing about her credentials. Now, they're out there trying to destroy her career. Now, I didn't agree with her when she came out. I knew she was a fraud from day one because myself, I have several degrees in mental health and I have a psychology degree as well. So I do understand how people talk especially you. I'm not a doctor. So at the end of the day, I'm nowhere near there. But being that I do have my bachelor's in it, I have certifications, I could recognize how people talk and how they carry themselves to say, are they legitimately a doctor? And what things she were doing was not really like in line. Now, I get it. You know, she may not have been a licensed practicing psychologist, which is okay. You know, you could go get your PhD, but you don't get the license, and that's fine. You know, I guess she started arguing, saying, you know, she didn't want to get the license because she was restrained. It was restraints with the license, certain things she couldn't do and could do and stuff like that. And I get it. So that's not what I'm even mad about. But when you say you're a doctor, there's a certain thing that comes along with that and a certain understanding. And when you go around and you start doing a narrative that Black women want, you get 100% support, 100% support. Like Derek Jackson, he literally was proven to be against everything he said about the Black woman, cheating on his wife, dog. But his fan base in the Black community went up even more because his rhetoric is always against the Black man. The Black woman can't do no wrong, even though he did his Black woman wrong. But it doesn't matter. His narrative is pro-Black woman, anti-Black man. Miss Bryant here was like that. Anti-Black woman, the Black man, blah, blah, blah. These men are blah, blah, blah. Then her rhetoric changed a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, they're questioning her degree. Now, I knew she was a fraud from day one. So at the end of the day, I'm not defending her anyway. Thank God she's finally being exposed. But if you look at my podcast from last year, you can see that I called her out already. I knew she was fake. I knew she wasn't anybody. But like I said, her narrative changed. It went from this narrative of like all Black women are right, these guys here are dogs, all that, to now holding women accountable. Now, all of a sudden, it changed. Now people are questioning who she is. And see, that's the thing that I'm getting to right now, because you're probably saying, damn, Cass, why are you talking about her? What does that have to do with Black men? Because at the end of the day, the minute you defend Black men is the minute that society goes against you. Because see, if your narrative isn't Black men being the enemy, nobody wants to listen to you. We are the natural enemy of society. Everything that is negative is accountable to the Black man. I was looking at stats and actual stats, right? Women will go around, Black women will go around and say, we're the most educated. We make more money than Black men. We're excelling more. We're getting more degrees. We're doing this. We're doing that. And then they're quoting these articles. And these article titles are very misleading. You know, Black women are leading young Black men. Women are leading Black men in industry or job. Well, you know, you're like, damn, you know, they read that. But then when you read these articles, right, this one particular one that Black women are using right now, and even these Black men out here that are, you know, they're you know, the simp guys that are like, you know, oh my God, the Black woman's great, Black men are bad, you know, just to get clicks and likes. They use this particular argument that's saying that young Black women are outpacing young Black men in jobs, in careers, right? So then you look at so from the title, you're like, wow, you know, Black women are killing Black men out here. But then when you actually read the article says that out of the 250 markets in the United States, young Black women are outpacing young Black men in career in 22 of them. So now I'm not a numbers guy like that. So at the end, maybe I could be wrong, but 22 out of 250 markets is not a strong number. That's less than 10%. Because 10% would be 25, right? 25 markets. So it's 22. So it's less than 10%. So the article, even though in essence, it's true, outpacing young men, but it doesn't finish it. And people read that narrative and they go on talk shows, podcasts, all this like, man, you know, Black women or young Black women are outpacing Black men. They're killing them. They're killing them. But don't actually read the article. And that's like that with a lot of statistics. They look at these articles, these stats, and they read parts of it that they want to read. But then they don't read the rest. Now, is maybe the number's higher. But at the end of the day, 22 out of 250 is not impressive to me to think, man, black women are killing black men out here. Now, if you said 175 markets, I would say, damn, you're right. You're killing it. You know what I'm saying? Your opinions. Anything over 125 markets would be like, damn, they are. But it's well below that. Black women are not outpacing black men at all. When you look at statistics of like of fatherless homes and things like that, women are the ones that contribute to the downfall of the black community. Black fathers are active in their children's lives. They're not deadbeats. They sit there and say fathers are not at home 80%. But see, that is saying, but that actually is saying that 80% are not married to their children's father. That doesn't mean that the father is absent. See, that's the problem too with that statistic. 80% of the homes don't have fathers. No, 80% of the homes, the fathers don't want to marry the mothers, but still want to be fathers. So at the end of the day, even the statistics they present to you are construed for you to see it in a way where it's negative, and when it really isn't. It has been proven statistically that black men are not deadbeat dads. Black men are in their children's lives. You know, most black men are married to black women. More black men are married to black women than black women married to black men. That is just statistically true. You know, now, people always say they're exceptions to the rules. But see, the thing is, I don't play with exceptions to the rules. Anybody that knows me, friends, relationships I have, all that stuff, they always know that at the end of the day, I play by what is likely, what makes sense, not exceptions to the rule. Because at the end of the day, that's what betting is. Betting is that I will bet on this and I will be an exception to the rule that out of the millions of options that I pick the correct one. Right. Even though statistically you will lose, more likely to lose. But I'm hoping that an exception to that rule. That's betting. I don't bet on my life. I don't bet on my life. I don't do that because at the end of the day, if you bet on your life, you got to pray and it's luck. And even when people are betting, they're still calibrating. They're still calculating what's the best bet. Like, OK, I'm betting on dog races. Dog number one wins 30% of the time compared to the rest of the pack that maybe wins 15% of the time, 12% of the time, whatever. Now, statistically, because it's spread out, they may not win that, but they're more likely to win because of their history. So, okay, I'm going to go with it. But that's an exception to the rules. That's not the absolute rule. The rule is you're going to most likely lose your money. But you still bet anyway, knowing that you may, and that's fine. But I don't play life that way. So if we sit here, we're lying to the rules, makes no sense. Black men are not deadbeat dads. Black women are not outpacing black men when it comes to careers, because at the end of the day, men still run the world. Men are the inventors. Men are the creators. Men are the providers. Men are the builders. Still get done. We don't go outside and see a crap load of uneducated, broke black men just on the streets. No, not at all. And we talk about poor decision makings. Who has the most poor decision making than black women that keep having babies with these bums? Because at the end of the day, most of these bums that these women have babies with have multiple kids by multiple women. It is rare, and I've seen it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's rare where you see a deadbeat baby dad, because they are out there. So I'm not trying to say they aren't. They are out there. There's rare to see a bum deadbeat dad that has one kid. He's just a deadbeat to the one kid. They usually have multiple kids by multiple women. That means multiple women love the same dick. Let's be real. That's what women are attracted to. They like a bad boy. They like a guy that's flashing money. But at the end of the day, half of the time, the nigga don't got money. He's looking like he got money, and he's just flashing dick. And half of the time, it's not even really good dick, because you sit there and think, oh, whatever, and he's really not that good. But these women love the whole, women get excited by atmosphere and all these other things. So at the end of the day, now their women are always banging the same dudes, the same bum guys. Because that's what women like. And they make poor decisions on who they let and give babies to. Because people may say, oh man, you know, but what about those guys? I am completely admitting that those guys are bums. Since they say women like go after the 20% of them out of 100 men that are available. Black women go after the same 20%. And that includes the bum guys and the rich guys, which each are both bad. Not the average guy that makes good money and stuff. No, they go for the guy that looked like he got money or got money, which he don't want to be faithful to you anyway. He just want to bang. Or the bum guys that got nothing. So who has real poor decision-making skills where you choose to have a baby by a bum? So at the end of the day, these statistics really hurt black men when the statistics aren't technically against black men. When you go around and you're shooting this river, this nonsense, this forced narrative, you're popular. Getting back to Ms. Bryant, because I refuse to call her a doctor until I see some paperwork. Ms. Bryant, she went around talking bad about black men, how empowering black women. And then the minute that her narrative changed a little bit, now all of a sudden, we're talking about her credentials. Something that black men have been saying this from day one about her. I know I said it in my podcast. Several people said it. Actual doctors have come out and said it. But nobody cared because you know what? She was saying the stuff y'all wanted to hear. Because in that audience, isn't only black women, it's black men too. Because see, black men know that at the end of the day, they with that narrative, they're going to get sympathy from the black women. So they go along with that narrative. And then you have gay men out there that a lot of black women listen to, gay black men. Like, nothing about being gay. Like, this is not a shot to people being gay. You could be gay all you want. Live the life the way you want to live it. But a lot of black gay men come up with the narrative of hating black men, bashing black men, bashing the thing they can't get because they can't get a masculine black man because a masculine black man may not necessarily want them. So they're mad about that. They side with women, though they're their best friends, and they bash us. Then the black women listen to them. So now you have all of the straight black men that are simps. You have gay black men, and you have black women that are against straight, alpha, masculine black men. And the consumers of all these products are these people. Black men, we get out there, we earn it on our own. We don't rely on anything. We do what we got to do on our own. But who consumes products? Who watches the internet more? Who does that? This is the demographic they appeal to. So if their narrative is anti-black man, then everything around them is going to be anti-black man because people make money from it. People make opportunity from it. Ms. Bryant is a clear example of somebody that came out talking all this badness about black men. And then all of a sudden, now she changed the narrative a little. Oh my God, is she really a doctor? Like, wouldn't that be the first thing we should have checked when she came out originally? Like, literally, it's easy to find out. This is not information that's like hard to find out. But no, they let it go because she was saying the right things. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to call out her because she's a black woman. I call out Dr. Umar as well. He was at my alma mater. He was at my alma mater, University of Albany, a few weeks back, maybe a few months back, bashing black men. Right? Saying all this rhetoric about black men, they're not doing what they got to do, blah, 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 blah. Trying to jump on that bandwagon. And he's a black man. He's a black man that has two daughters that both of them say wasn't in his life. He's a black man that has been talking all this garbage about his school and all this stuff. And what has he done for the black community? So at the end of the day, I'm not only looking at, you know, her, but you got a lot of these false psychologists, counselors, that they only have an agenda. Because that agenda gets clicks, get attention, gets money. I guarantee if I changed up and started talking about the black man and be bashing him, yo, I would get popular as hell. They would look at my podcast, yo, that man, Black Man's Mental Health, he's been doing that for like 4 or 5 years. He's the man. Yeah. Talk about, I'll get sponsorships, all that galore. Maybe my family mad at me because I'm not doing that. Maybe I need to do that. But at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Because black women, gay guys, and cis black men are their consumers. And then every other race just jumps on board because, hey, if that's what they're doing, then I'm going to jump on board with that. So, yeah. I think it's horrible what has happened to Miss Bryant. Not because I sympathize with her, it's because it just proves once again that black men are this country's enemy. We are this country's enemy. I will say it one more time. We are this country's enemy. Even when statistics doesn't even show it, they just make the narrative up. They will use material that is contrary to their narrative about us, but they'll still use the same material. They just pull out things from the article or the title. And even the journalists do that. They know that title is going to get people looking at their thing. Because let's be honest, people get most of their news not because they read from the titles. I call it how when you go to the supermarket back in the day before internet was big, you see the headlines on the magazines, you see the headlines on the TV guide. And then that's it. You know, Elvis had secret baby. Oh, I heard Elvis out here with a secret baby. They didn't read the article. Article may say Elvis had a secret baby that was a narrative for a movie. You know what I'm saying? It'd be completely different. But, you know, they're journalists. They understand that headlines capture people. But most people don't read it. So it's like the internet right now is you standing at your grocery store, supermarket counter, waiting to get your food rang up, reading the titles or the cover of the magazines. That's what the internet is right now. Because nobody reads these articles no more. Nobody chooses to do research or anything. She's been out for a few years now claiming she's a doctor. And just now people are like, oh, she's not really a doctor. Let me look into this. She's been getting paid gigs, sponsorships, traveling around the world. All this stuff. See, I'm going on a tour. I'm going to start speaking. I'm going to start being one of those people that are involved in the community and talking at these things and all that stuff. I've been asked a lot of times and I've said no, but I'm going to start doing it because reality needs to be out there. Reality. Because unfortunately for black men, our narrative is all fantasy. Nothing is real. Now, are there deadbeat dads? Yes. Black men? Yes. Are there fucked up black men? Yes. Are there black men that don't represent us? Yes, there are out there. So don't get me wrong. But is that the majority? I know a lot of black men that have kids are there for their kids. A lot of black men that aren't married still there with their kids. Most black men I know are married to a black woman. So at the end of the day, my circle, and I have a big circle of friends. I have a big circle. Remember, guys, I'm a manager. I'm in the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? Last week, I was out Rolling Loud, you know what I'm saying, backstage managing and things like that. So my circle is pretty big. You know what I'm saying? You could catch me on stage. You know what I'm saying? You go to Prime Video and you can see Rolling Loud stuff. You'll see me in the background some of them stages. So I know a lot of people, and most people I know married to a black woman, have black kids, and they're for their kids. On my timeline, I see black men celebrating kids graduating from school, high school, junior high, elementary, shit, preschool. But you gonna tell me that most black men are deadbeat? No, black men are just choosing not to be, you know, we one thing we do have to work on is our lust. We do. And I 100% will say we have to work on our lust. Meaning that when we see a fine woman, we do kick our game and we get with her. And we are doing things we shouldn't be doing. And then babies come. We got to be better at assessing who we are with. Just like women got to do it too, but we have to do it as well. Because we get into a lot of baby mama drama because we're involved with these women. So we do have to do that better. I'm not going to lie. We do. Black men, we have to do that better. We have to check in our lust a little bit better. But overall, black men are fathers to these kids. And I will not have that narrative to keep going anymore. So it's my mission to change that narrative through this podcast, through my books and stuff like that. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of me, a lot more of me public. Go to Instagram, blackmensmentalhealth.com. Follow me on there. Go to my Instagram, Casanova Williams. Follow me. And you're going to be seeing a lot of stuff. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate this. I told you I'll be hanging out with the podcast from now on. I told you I made this part of my schedule. This is part of my brand. This is part of my schedule now. This is not a side project like it used to be. It's not therapeutic anymore. I mean, it still is therapeutic, but it's not like it used to be. This is a mission I have right now. Black men's mental health will matter. Just like, you know, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives, all that. Black men's mental health matters. And this, what I speak about is part of our mental health. It's the confidence we need to have in ourselves. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you go. You know, check out my website, CasanovaWilliams.com. You can check out this and everything else I'm doing. CoupleCritics.com. Check that out. BlackBenzBetterHelp.com as well. SocietyEntertainment.com. Check out my company, what I'm doing, what's going on. But you can also check it out on my personal page as well. Yo, don't forget, share, like, repost. I know I never asked you to do that before. I really never, but you know what? It's time to get the message out. So share this podcast, repost this podcast, tag me in your Instagram or Facebook. It's all Casanova Williams, C-A-S-A-N-O-V-A Williams. If you don't know how to spell Williams, yeah, don't follow me. But all I'm saying is repost me, add me to your Instagram, DM me with questions. And shit, if you want to be on the show, and I've never done this before. If you want to be on the show, hit me up. Let's work it out. All right, guys. Until next time.